Speaking as she launched the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, Women Affairs Minister Opam Chinguri said under the proposals for mandatory rape sentencing due to be submitted to cabinet soon, raping children below 12 years will attract a life imprisonment sentence.
Where the rapist knows that he is HIV positive, it must be a life imprisonment. Gang rape also should call for a life imprisonment. Then rape, first offender, 30 years. Sodomy, 30 years. Sodomy, where the perpetrator knew they are HIV positive, life imprisonment.
She said most rape cases are occurring at home, where young girls are being raped by relatives. Hence this year's theme, from peace in the home to peace in our communities, promoting safe spaces for women and girls. Muchinguri said the fact that most rape cases were occurring in the home is an indication that something has gone badly wrong with the family value system in the country.
The values inculcated at family level shapes our behavior at community level, the workplace, and even in schools. It is therefore important as parents that we instill positive values and non-violent behavior amongst our children.
She said the enactment of the Domestic Violence Act in 2007 and various other initiatives, for example, the setting up of an interministerial task force on rape and sexual offences, shows the government's commitment to eradicate gender-based violence. Neti Musanu is the director of Msasa Project, an organization that deals with abused women. She said most of the cases are occurring at home, adding Msasa Project has set up shelters in some districts to house victims of gender-based violence. She called for a multi-sectoral approach in dealing with the scourge of the gender-based violence, saying the police, the courts and individuals were not doing enough to end violence, especially against women. Musanu said the church is also not doing enough to keep the scourge, adding some men of cloth are also abusing women.
What is the messaging? What are we telling our young girls in these churches? What are we telling the men? Kwenda kumama chechi kunonzi kune rwadzano rwemadzimai asa kuna rwadzano rwevarume nokuti vakatokwana kare asi ndivo varikubata kachibharo.
The president of the Chiefs Council, Chief Foshun Charumbira, said the country's justice system is to blame for the increase in rape cases, saying sentences are not harsh enough to deter would-be rapists. Charumbira said, in addition to meting out harsh sentences, victims must also be compensated as they would have been violated. The 16 days of activism against gender-based violence takes place annually worldwide from 25 November to 10 December to raise awareness on the problem and the need to end abuse of women and young girls. It also aims to influence behavior change and secure commitments from governments to end gender-based violence. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.